The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University, California. I am your host, Mr. Sleep, and welcome to Clawing Through the Mask, the show where I look into the true stories that keep you up at night. Hello. And today on Clawing Through the Mask, we're going to be doing a little bit something different. This episode, I have a special guest. The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University, California. I am your host, Mr. Sleep, and welcome to Clawing Through the Mask, the show where I look into the true stories that keep you up at night.
I'm good, thank you.
Now, what makes you think you're willing to give a good interview on horror films?
Well, I don't know if I am, because to be honest, horror films aren't my preference. I prefer dramas or sometimes comedies, but during Halloween time especially, I watch a lot of horror films, even if they really scare me. And some of my favorites are like classic ones, like the classic Halloween, of course, but there's actually a lot that I haven't seen yet.
Now, you said a lot of the classics. I'm wondering why you only like classics. Is there any kind of new movies you are interested in, or you just stick to the classics?
I don't know. I feel like the classics and older movies in general rely less on special effects or gore and more on like suspense. I prefer suspense more than, you know, kind of jump scares or any kind of blood or gore.
Well, you know, there are some gory old-fashioned classic movies, if you think about it. Like, you have Saw, which is one of the more classic kind of new wave of the early 2000s. Then you also have kind of cannibalized horror movies like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which also brought into the more gore side of the slasher genre in the early 80s, right?
Well, yes, but I mean more of the suspense films. I prefer suspense, which is kind of like a sub-genre to horror.
Now, you said Halloween as one of your go-to Halloween movies. Is there any other kind of Halloween movies you would watch on a perfect night?
Not like really scary ones. My family usually watches Poltergeist, which I think is scary, and it's not really a mainstream scary film. I've seen some of the Annabelle films, and I think they're all right, but I do prefer suspense, like the Hitchcock movies, you know, Psycho and The Birds. I think those are really good. Scream is good too. Scream is one of my favorites.
Scream is also one of my favorites, but I'm pretty sure you already know that. I want to talk more a little bit about your classic movies, wondering why you said you like the suspense of them, but is there anything else really you like? You said you don't like special effects as much. So do you like these classic films because of their more practical effects?
Yeah, I like the more practical effects. I know it's almost scarier when it's more practical because then it could like actually happen. But I guess if you compare the original Halloween, which was like 1979 or something, to the new wave of movies, the three new ones, they're so much more bloody, and the more kind of gore and effects they use, it looks more fake and therefore kind of less scary. The more authentic it is to me, the scarier it is.
Now, do you think the reason why the new Halloween films and other horror films that have been rebooted have gotten more gory is because people have gotten used to how horror films were in the past?
No, I definitely think it's because of violent video games that have a lot of gore, and that kids these days are much more desensitized to violence and gore through video games and other movies, that they just expect more blood and violence.
So you're thinking kids are seeing these movies? Even though they're rated like R and MA.
Well, yeah, when the new Halloween came out a few years ago, I went in to see it and I wasn't supposed to.
Interesting. All right. Now, going on to more other horror films, is there any kind of other genres? Like, you said you don't like Poltergeist, which is a kind of paranormal kind of movie. Is there like something about Paranormal Activity movies that scare you? Because you also said Annabelle as well, which is another Paranormal Activity movie. So are you just afraid of ghosts or anything like that, or is it just because they're based on true events?
I mean, I don't love the paranormal genre because it's unknown, you know, the intangible things are more scary to me than like fighting Freddy Krueger or something. You know, like if it's a real person, a human that's the villain and they're just crazy or demonic or whatever, I feel like that's more stomachable than like something you can't control, you can't see.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. I don't also like very Paranormal Activity movies. As for my listeners who have seen and heard the rest of my previous episodes, they know I do not like the Paranormal Activity type of movies. Also, we've been talking about other kind of horror movies. I know for a fact you don't like a certain type of horror movie, which is an animated horror movie, as you put it, Coraline.
Coraline. See, you're not doing one on those, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Yeah, Coraline is really scary. And I feel like there are tons of videos and reviews about it that say, why is this even a kid's movie? I saw it in fourth grade in a class, and I was just scared out of my mind. Like, that is a creepy movie. Is it Tim Burton? I feel like it's Tim Burton, but I'm not sure. Usually the Tim Burton ones, I think, are really fun. I love the sort of costumes and design and culture of the Tim Burton films. And if Coraline isn't Tim Burton, I'd be a little surprised, but it's not Tim Burton. Yeah, that makes sense. 'Cause like Tim Burton's are a little more campy, you know, whereas Coraline is just frightening, especially for kids. I was very scared.
Yeah. So, I've seen a lot of Coraline. I'm actually a very big fan of Coraline. I love the soundtrack. I love the art style of it. As you know, I'm a very big Tim Burton fanboy. So these kind of stop motion animation films really do call me. And I also don't agree with you on Coraline as a horror movie. I think it's a kind of a different twist on scary for young children. I feel like it's a good starter film into the kind of horror genre, but I wouldn't say it's a typical horror movie people would go to. On the other hand, I feel like other kind of weird movies, have you heard of like kind of another movie called Krampus?
I've not seen Krampus.
All right, so I'm gonna give you a quick rundown. So Krampus is a kind of Christmas Halloween movie which follows, you know, like the character
the
of
evil Santa.
Yeah, the evil version of Santa. So it follows that, which is one of the first horror movies I watched, and it wasn't scary at all in my opinion, but it was a little disturbing on some scenes, as there is a scene where there's a centipede jack-in-the-box that eats an entire girl. I would say more of that would be like a starter movie. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Completely disagree, because I feel like every person has a different tolerance for scary, whereas like I would never watch Coraline again, ever, or show it to any children I know. And I also have no desire to see Krampus. Again, I really prefer more of the suspense. I don't see the pleasure, I guess, in watching children in peril. Even if they survive, it's still just very heart-wrenching for me to see children in peril.
Now, you say children in peril. I'm assuming you have seen It, correct?
Yes.
Now, would you say It Chapter 1 is better than It Chapter 2?
Well, I don't know, because you only made me see one, and I will only see one.
Well, that's just because Chapter 1 is by far the best chapter, as all fans would put it. But yes, would you also say that Children in Peril is also, you wouldn't like to see it, but would you also agree that children horror movies do better by far than adult horror movies?
Well, that I wouldn't know, because I don't study horror movies.
That is true. But for me, I would say that more horror movies that have involvement with more children tend to do better in box office. As you can see with It, you can also think of A Quiet Place, which follows the children and their father. You can also think about, wouldn't Conjuring? Conjuring wouldn't count, because you follow the characters of the main parents, but also a family which has kids. But I feel like some horror films that direct with follow children actors tend to do a little bit better.
No, I think you mean they're more popular with teens who aren't kids exactly and don't have kids yet. I feel like they are the niche group for these children in peril movies, like Scream, where it's about teenagers, for teenagers kind of, you know, like adults, I guess, will watch like Halloween and horror movies, but I feel like they're more inclined to watch suspense or paranormal not involving, you know, children in peril because, you know, of their feelings for their own children. And children wouldn't want to watch them because of their own feelings for their safety. So I really think that, like, the children in peril genre is more directed towards teenagers.
Now, going into a different type of horror, what is your opinion on true horror movies, true story horror movies based on, like, serial killers and stuff like that? Do you think they kind of put a idealization onto these kind of murders and killers? Or do they try to, like, or do you see them making fun of it or kind of putting jokes on it, using sort of murder cases as references, kind of like how there was a movie on the Zodiac and a movie on the Night Stalker who did terrible things to people, but there's still movies based off them. So doesn't that show that people want to remember them, but it's a bad thing we should?
I think it's why people want to see these true crime is because they are somehow connected to it. It's some part of nostalgia for them, or they maybe have that kind of inclination towards that. And, you know, these unsolved podcasts are, like, super popular right now, like BuzzFeed Unsolved and True Crime, and even shows about true crime podcasts like Only Murders in the Building. It's very in right now, all this true crime and stuff. But especially for people who live in a certain area where there were serial killers, like how we live in the area where the Zodiac happened and how you used to live where the Night Stalker was. So I think it's of a culture and, you know, of a generation for people who follow these true crime stories. And it is also in a historical sense, you know, for historical paranormal kind of people. There's something for everyone, you know, like with the Blair Witch Project, that's also like a true crime. I have not seen that, and I don't think I want to, because true crime hits a different chord, especially if it's unsolved, like the Zodiac.
Well, okay, the Blair Witch is found footage. We don't know if it's true or not. There's been a lot of skepticalization on that as well. But I feel like when it comes to true story podcasts, I feel like it's a hit or miss sometimes, because, as you know, Scream is based on a series of kills that show very, very close identical qualities from the real killings to the movie part counterparts. Mm-hmm. You know this, right?
Well, yes, but it's not true crime. It's inspired by true crime.
Yes, but the killings and the kind of themes about them are based off the true events of them.
Well, yes, but when you see a movie that says based on true events, that whole movie is not a true event.
Yes, it's based off true events. So, like, when you say, like, The Conjuring is based off true events, you believe that, right?
Well, yes, I believe it is based off, but that doesn't mean the entire film that they show everything in there is the true documentary kind of what happened.
Okay, interesting. Now, another quick question I had for you was, what was, like, going back to, like, your kind of horror films, what would be your favorite go-to? I know you said Halloween as one of your ones you would watch constantly, but what's one horror film that you would just watch all the time? Like, mine would be Scream.
Well, I never said constantly. I've only seen it a few times. But I would say, like, it would be more of a suspense, and it would be like a Hitchcock film.
Yeah, you were talking about Hitchcock. Like, what draws you towards, like, Hitchcock movies?
Well, they're not very violent, and I feel like they do really paint an interesting picture. There's a lot of story behind Hitchcock films besides the kind of suspense and feelings that they give you. You know, like, I've always liked Rear Window. I had to do an analytical essay about that once, and there were so many hidden themes to that beyond, you know, the suspense of being immobile in a time of danger. I like how they make you, you know, tense up and, like, feel like you're in the moment and scared, but not, like, scared for your life, if that makes sense, you know?
So you kind of like the movies where it's not directly scary, but there's just people put in, like, horrifying situations. Am I getting that right?
Kind of, like, yeah, like, not the real, mortal threat. That's what it is. People not in mortal danger beyond something they can control, but people put up to suspenseful kind of challenges and seeing how they get out of it based on the assets that they have.
That's very interesting. Now, how would you feel like you've seen by far, like, how the horror, like, community has evolved throughout the years, right? How you would say at first people who liked horror movies were, like, kind of the social outcast because of how gritty some of the horror films were back then. But as the years have gone by, horror films have kind of become the normal thing, and how they've kind of evolved into more kind of like a poetry kind of suspenseful movies, which have a lot more storytelling and more character development compared to later slasher films of the years, right?
I guess, but I feel like it's both, you know? Nowadays, I feel like there's both slasher films and horror films that have more story, you know? And for instance, like the Halloween series had more story that has just come to an end after like 40 years. But I still feel like there's an amount of bloody slasher films. There's like something for everyone. And I still think that, yes, the main horror genre overarching has gotten more popular over the years. But I still think like the highest group that, you know, goes to see these movies are, you know, teens and young adults.
Wow, that's a very, very interesting opinion, Charlotte. And I would have to thank you for sharing all these great opinions for me and my listeners today. So I'm your host, Mr. Sleep. And thank you again, Charlotte, for coming on to today's podcast. This has been Clawing Through the Mask. Thank you for watching.